time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you. Did you catch the big game?
I did.
Can you believe the MVP choice?
Well, it's like who you're going to give it to, you know.
Well, I don't know. I would have thought they'd have given it to the dog that had the most touchdowns. But
oh, yeah, the puppy bowl?
They gave it to Fumble. Fumble only scored 3 touchdowns. And Aberdeen had 4. But they said Fumble played better defense, too.
So. That's true. Got to play a complete game.
He was kind of a Jim Thorpe type. He was playing both ways and taking care of both sides of the field. So, yeah. Why, what were you talking about?
The other game.
What other game? There was another game.
The real football game.
Oh, I see. That silly thing they wrap around this big halftime show.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Missed the halftime show. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, it was all right. It was better than I expected, I'll say that.
Well, I expected nothing, so I guess that's an easy assumption there. Yeah. I didn't see it. I saw the last maybe 20 seconds of it, and that was all I could handle for that. I watched Pawn Stars instead.
Yeah.
I was seeing what kind of things people were trading in.
There you go.
There's always something better on
they
TV.
They might be selling some stuff from the halftime show here down the road.
They may have been. They had a Patriots Super Bowl ring, too, I suppose. So, yeah, why not? Oh, well. We need to... Brett's not in with us here this morning. He's out taking care of some business. So in the meantime, we're going to take care of some business for him. I hope you listen to this from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, if you haven't been outside yet this morning, it pretty much is what you would expect, I guess, this morning. We do have a number of a number of late starts of various schools this morning due to the weather conditions outside. Unless you just packed yourself away over the weekend, you probably realize that we had a little snow on Saturday. In Friday night into Saturday morning, we picked up a good chunk of snow. What did we end up with here for an official total?
Total for the weekend, we picked up 7.2 inches here at the studios.
Okay. It's a little over 7 inches of snowfall, so that seemed like a pretty hefty amount. 7 inches is a pretty hefty amount. So, and it was heavy and wet.
Yeah, and it came down pretty quick. There was an hour time span on Saturday morning where we picked up a little over 2 inches, so it was a pretty rapid pace.
Yeah, it's fun snow, real fun snow to play with.
Yeah.
If you're 8.
Yeah, makes good snowmen.
And well-dressed, yeah, it would have made really good. I saw some pretty impressive snowmen around town yesterday, heading back and forth between home and church. But it was, if you were one who had to either use the snowblower or use the old handheld snowblower, you know, the shovel, it was a little tough. I know my back was a little sore after I got done. It was not all that much fun. But, yeah, heavy, wet snowfall and... You know, it was just, but you know, the nice thing was once you cleared off the sidewalk or the driveway, it stayed that way. You know, the ground was still warm enough.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's causing our issues this morning, too. A lot of fog around the area. You've got still warm ground underneath, but some cold, wet snow on top. And then the air temperature is a little bit warmer yet, too. So, you know, we're getting quite a bit of fog throughout the area, too. So if you are traveling this morning, you might want to be aware of those conditions. It's not the worst fog you're going to see, but it's a kind of a fog that you never really know for sure what you're getting into on the roadways, too, especially if you hit some of those lesser traveled roads. Yeah, you might hit some slick spots out there. We do have a bunch of schools, though, with two-hour late starts around the region here this morning. We'll give you that rundown here this morning. AHST has a two-hour late start. Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, both two-hour late starts. Corning with a two-hour late start with no morning practices and also no morning preschool. CAM also a two-hour late start this morning. Farragut, a two-hour late start. Griswold has a two-hour late start with no morning activities. Also, we have Red Oak with a two-hour late start. Riverside, a two-hour late start with no morning preschool. Stanton also has a two-hour late start. Villisca, a two-hour late start with no morning activities. And Woodbine also has a two-hour late start this morning with the school running a little bit behind in those areas as well. And you can check all those out on the cancellations page at our website at kjan.com if you want to take a look at information here this morning as well. We'll keep that up until schools get going here today. We had a pretty full cancellation list over the weekend. I know that's really kind of, I spent most of the time around here Saturday morning just filling that thing up over the weekend. So a lot of different activities and things going on. And we still have a few of those up there, especially some game postponements, wrestling, basketball type stuff. The ones that have been rescheduled, the reason we leave it up there after the fact is if it's been rescheduled, we'll leave it up there through the rescheduled date too, so you know. But we do have some reschedules and things like that on there. And there are some areas that had their snow ordinances in effect over the weekend, too. I think for the most part, most of those have expired at this point. But you may want to be aware of those types of issues, too, just in case some of those communities haven't completely gotten all the streets and alleys cleaned off quite yet, depending upon what the snow emergency ordinances are in your community. But be aware of those things, too. Otherwise, I don't think it's really terrible outside this morning, except so much as it is just that fog this morning, cutting down the visibilities quite a bit. And we are seeing some advisories and things in effect for this morning as well.
Yeah, there's a freezing fog advisory that's in effect until 10 o'clock this morning for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, Crawford, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. So I guess those counties may be a little bit more of that possibility of the roadways getting slick with the fog out there. And then there's also just a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 this morning for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. So we're seeing visibilities down to 1/8 to less than 1/4 of a mile in most places.
Yeah, you want to cut that traveling distance, that following distance, just a little bit this morning when you're out there, because you might not, it's not just so much the fog, but you might run into some slick conditions out there in a few places as well. And as I say, especially if you're out in some of those more remote areas where the roads are a little bit lesser traveled, then you run into some interesting issues. And keep those headlights on low beam this morning, too. The high beam really doesn't help.
No.
In some cases, it kind of hurts. It's really tough to see.
Yeah, even if you try it, usually you go back right away because you notice it.
Well, that fog just kind of reflects right back at you when you do the high beam thing and this stuff. So, yeah, it's not the greatest thing in the world. So, slow down, take a little bit more carefully this morning, especially if you're going to hit the highways to head off to work or to school this morning. And, again, let's run down that list for you of late starts that we have. I assume that at this point in time in the morning, this is going to be your final list. I don't imagine anybody else is going to call us here at this point because we're getting so close to the point where kids have to be out waiting for the buses if they're heading for school today. So here's that list again. AHST with a two-hour late start this morning. Also Boyer Valley, a two-hour late start. Charter Oak Ute, a two-hour late start. Corning, also with a two-hour late start. No morning practices and no morning preschool. CAM, Cumberland, Anita Messina, two-hour late start. Farragut, also a two-hour late start. Griswold has a two-hour late start with no morning activities. Red Oak has a two-hour late start. Also Riverside with a two-hour late start and no morning preschool. Stanton also has a two-hour late start this morning. Villisca, a two-hour late start with no morning activities. And Woodbine also with a two-hour late start for this morning. So that's a rundown of some of those schools here in the area. Also, just a reminder, too, as far as sports goes, we mentioned earlier on our sports report, too, that particularly with the sectional wrestling meets, those were to be held on Saturday. A couple of them were here in the area, but there were others that were postponed because of the weather conditions. And yikes, it's really tough to do those types of things when you have to postpone those types of meets. Believe me, they don't want to do it any more than you want them to do it. But because of the travel conditions, they really had no choice. You're talking about a tremendous amount of people all heading to the same locations. And, you know, it's very difficult now when you have to postpone those things to a weeknight like that for a lot of reasons. You know, the scheduling is not easy. But, you know, also it's really tough for parents and fans to have to do those types of things too. It's difficult to be able to make it to those meets now with the work schedules and things, but you got to do what you got to do for safety. So the 2A sectional wrestling meet at Harlan, the 1A sectional wrestling meets at Oakland, Riverside High School, at Neola, at Tri-Center High School, and also up at Guthrie Center High School, all were postponed Saturday, and they'll be held today instead. So the schedules are the same at all of those. They'll have weigh-ins at 2 o'clock this morning, this afternoon, rather. Weigh-ins at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then wrestling will get underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So it'll be very busy evenings full of wrestling. They just don't have any choice. The regional dual team tournaments are scheduled for tomorrow, so they really need to get them in today. Otherwise, they're going to have to change that schedule, too. And then it just kind of barrel rolls down the hill, what it amounts to, if you have to start doing all those things. So weigh-ins at 2, and they'll start wrestling at 4 o'clock in those locations at Harlan, Oakland, Neola, and Guthrie Center this afternoon. Keep it tuned to KJAN. Any other postponements, cancellations, or issues with the weather conditions, of course, we'll let you know about ASAP here on the radio. We want you to listen to this once again from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, watch the weather. It's all around you. Watch the weather this morning with all that fog out there this morning, and might be some icy roadways in some areas, too. So be aware of those conditions, and we'll let you know any more changes this morning. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.